Hello and welcome back to the Security Metrics Podcast. My name is Jen Stone. I'm one of the principal security analysts here at Security Metrics, and I'm very honored this week to be at the community meeting in Europe. We're in Dublin, Ireland, and I've been able to sit down with some pretty cool people from the council. Today, I have Jeremy King with me. Jeremy, will you please introduce yourself, tell people a little bit about who you are and what your work is on the council?
Absolutely. Hello, everybody. My name is Jeremy King. I'm the regional VP for Europe, Middle East, and Africa for the PCI Security Standards Council. I'm part of the education and engagement team. And really, that sums up what my role is within the council. I go out, I meet people, I educate, I engage with them. I try to get people involved from the payments world, the payments community with PCI, because everything we do revolves around trying to improve payment security for our community. So we need to really focus on educating them, making them aware of not only the challenges, but also all of the wonderful help that's available through the PCI Council.
Well, so it sounds like the community meeting is a good way to promote all of that.
Oh, absolutely. This is the pinnacle of the year. This is where we spend all of the year bringing people toward is coming to the community meeting. And that's because you get a great opportunity to hear from all of the best people from the council, all of the technical people. We also bring in some fantastic speakers, and they are experts in their particular field. But most of all, it is an amazing opportunity to meet other people in the same situation as yourself. So, you know, merchants coming here have the opportunity to talk to other merchants about what they find challenging, what's going well, where they are and how they are implementing various standards. You've also got an amazing vendor showcase. So a lot of the people who are providing solutions and products, they can go and talk to them so they can get advice and support from those, but also see what's new, see what are some of the new ways to help them meet some of the requirements. You know, one of the amazing things that I've seen since being with the council since 2010 is how the whole community has developed solutions to help people, make people's life easier when they're trying to meet the standard. So it all comes together at the community meeting, and we have a lot of fun.
I love the community meetings. I really do enjoy being part of it. And like you said, talking to people, because sometimes you'll say, how are you solving this problem? How are you? And people will come up with stuff that, I hadn't thought of that.
Yes.
And what other opportunity do you have to have all of those conversations in a short time?
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely.
What are some of the themes that you're hearing discussed at this meeting?
So obviously, there's been a lot of focus yesterday on PCI DSS version 4. Mm-hmm. We're getting closer to the point where version 3.2.1 retires. And so I think a lot of this year, a lot of the community have been doing gap analysis. Mm. And so once you start doing gap analysis, that's when you're really looking closely at the requirements. And that's when a lot of the little questions pop up. Uh-huh. So we've been giving some really good presentations, looking at some of the help we've been providing. And that's where some of these questions have been coming from. You know, when we've brought something new and it's like, how do I go about doing that? It's like, yeah, we know that's a good question. So, you know, we've got some guidance on the council's website. So talking about the new requirements, talking about changes, talking about how this is going to help improve security and why we're doing it. And some of our experts have been here, especially from the standards team, to give more background and supporting information about that. So that is one of the top topics for discussion here at the community meeting.
For sure. And you know, another one of the things that I've heard a lot from the council, and I'm sure we've heard it before, but really, specifically recently, is the word collaboration. So why is collaboration so important to the council, and what is the council doing to foster collaboration?
No, that's a really good question. And I think it's mainly because payments are going through such a rapid change. Mm-hmm. And so as the council, we always want to make sure we're providing the best guidance, the best standards that ensure that however people are taking payments and managing payment data is going to be secure. But with new technology, with new techniques comes new challenges. And some of these new challenges and techniques are beyond our usual remit. Mm-hmm. And so working together, collaborating with our community, then we get to better understand what are these new techniques, how are they coming in, how are people implementing them, where are the challenges, what are they seeing? And also, I mean, we had a forensic investigator session yesterday. Mm-hmm. How are the criminals attacking these new techniques? And from that, we're going to build new guidance, but it needs this exchange of information. And it's really, from that, has never been a better time to become more involved with the council. Our associate PO program, our new principal PO program, is providing more opportunity for that collaboration, to get more involved and more input into where we go next with our standards. What are the things that are coming up, maybe not next year, but in that 3 to 5 year period? So, you know, it takes us maybe 2 years to write a standard. So those discussions need to happen now. That involvement needs to happen now. And that's why we're really encouraging people to get involved with us. Tell us these things that are changing so we can get ourselves positioned to help them.
So we had a really interesting conversation at the Portland community meeting with Simon Turner, who's with British Telecom. Mm-hmm. And he was talking about the kind of collaboration that you just mentioned, being a part of the principal participating organization. But that's not the only, you don't have to be massive to participate, right?
Oh, no. No, you can, we have now introduced levels of involvement for all sizes. So yes, we love it when the big companies get involved, and some of those such as BT have got involved, and we really appreciate that because they're involved in payments in so many different ways. We've also got some of the smaller companies, but also importantly, we've got some of the new companies coming through, like Toast, like J Scrambler, mm-hmm. who are developing solutions for some of the specific problems, especially around script and securing scripts, mm-hmm. that is going to help our community. So when we get this collaboration between the major players, the fintechs, the new companies,
right.
then we're really understanding what the new challenges are, what the old challenges need to still be addressed. And that is really exciting. And then the more people that get involved, so not only at the principal PO level, like you said, but at the associate PO mm-hmm. level, because some people find that's a better place for them. And even more, right down to now we've introduced an individual participant, which we never used to have. So people who are consultants, people mm-hmm. who maybe work in education, who don't work necessarily for an organization, can join us and have their input. So it's really quite a great time to get involved with the council, because payments are changing faster,
so fast,
than ever I've seen before.
Yeah, and that rate of change is just accelerating.
Oh, unbelievable. Unbelievable. Yeah. So we really are in a period of big change. We can see payments changing. We need to make sure we're relevant going forward.
Right.
And that needs collaboration.
I like how you said it's not just the merchants, the people who are applying standards, but also some of these vendors who are coming up with solutions or tailoring previous solutions. You mentioned J Scrambler. Human is another organization we've spoken to that they have a very specific niche that they're looking at to help solve very specific challenges in the payments industry. And I find it really interesting that we're seeing these targeted vendors, not just, oh, we can help you with all of your security, but you have a specific thing that you're trying to solve in your specific environment. And then they come and support because they understand what they offer against some of the standards that are in place, of course, because of the threats, right?
Yes, absolutely.
And sometimes I hear people say, oh, why do I have to do all of these requirements? Well, I have yet to see a requirement that doesn't specifically help alleviate or mitigate a threat.
Oh, yes. And it is also bringing, like you say, new organizations that weren't as closely involved with us. So one of the things, again, with DSS4 is, you know, we're conscious that a lot of the criminals are using phishing attacks.
Yeah.
And a lot of those phishing attacks are where the criminal can try and send an email that sort of appears as though it's come from inside the company when right. it hasn't. And there are techniques and solutions available. So we've got a company called Sendmark in our vendor showcase that had never been to one of our showcases before. And they were like, But this new requirement has brought us in. And people are looking for a way to easily prevent or identify or, you know, stop those sort of phishing emails. And this is a way to do it. So again, instead of having to look at a new requirement and go, do you know, I don't know how I'm going to tackle that, the community responds and comes forward with, here's a solution you can use. And there are many, you know, there are many providers of that solution. We've been fortunate just to get one of them here. And, you know, yeah, that's all helps that overall sort of really important factor of trying to improve payment security, stopping the phishing attacks, stops the ransomware attacks. So it's so important.
Yeah, and I hope more people start coming to more of the community meetings that are that take payments, that merchants themselves or service providers, because this is really where you find out about some of these specific solutions. People who care deeply about helping solve these problems that are in the payments industry.
So that is really good, a good point, because coming out of COVID, we had to go online for some of our community meetings, and okay, they were good. We managed to keep them going. Mm-hmm. And we were like, will people come back? And, you know, last year we held our first ones and it was good. Uh-huh. But this year you felt like, oh yes, everyone's back. You know, we've had our highest ever registration number here for Europe. We had great attendance in North America. Mm-hmm. In a few weeks' time, we're going out to Asia Pacific. The numbers are good there. So it's so wonderful to see that, yes, the community still feel themselves the value in attending the community meetings. And yes, you know, you should come, you know, experience, because it is fun. We have a good time. And we also learn a lot as well.
A lot of concentrated knowledge, for sure.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And that's, you know, when you're trying to say justify it, that how much you're going to gain from the sidebars, from the side discussions, from chatting to somebody at our evening reception. Mm-hmm. It's difficult to put a value on that, but that's where we really get the true value of being at the community meeting.
Exactly. Exactly. I want to revisit something that you said a little bit earlier about feedback. So and I can't remember the exact word you used, but industry feedback and how the council gains ideas from others who are experiencing things or knowledgeable about things. So they go and experience these, you know, potential, like the forensics group that you're talking about. Here's where the breaches happen. But so how does industry feedback feed into the development of standards?
No, absolutely. So again, it's helping us identify if for a new standard where there is a gap. So if I go to the mobile acceptance, mobile payments, MPOC, really that came back from a sort of like a pull from the industry that people weren't carrying cash. People at events and markets and outside of brick and mortar stores were like, we need to accept card-based payments. And and that was the driver for that. In other areas, whenever we do an update to one of our standard, we release it to our community through our RFC program, which is another reason to become an associate PO, because all our associate PAs are allowed to be part of that review. The DSS received over 6,000 comments. And when I looked at the standard as it was at the start, and then the standard that we released, the difference was total. And that total difference was something like 60% plus of the comments led to an improvement. So it's not just like, oh, you put in a comment and we look at it and go, yeah. We actively look at all of those comments. Yeah. And even if it didn't lead directly to a change, it is also discussed and maybe led to an improvement.
Right.
And so that helped. And it's interesting because having been with the council since version two was formally released, the amount of questions and the amount of follow-up this time on version four has been significantly less, because a lot of those subtle issues or subtle problems that people find were flagged through the RFC process. And we could go, oh, I understand. We'll provide a bit more guidance on that specific area or if you're doing it like that. So that involvement is tremendous to help improve our standards, enable them to become more relevant and easier in a way to implement, because we've listened and hopefully made it clearer. There's so much guidance in DSS-4.
Right.
It is a really, really well-written document. And that makes a difference. So, and then there's lots of council people. I have people coming up to me and go, Jeremy, we could do with a, you know, a guidance document or something on this particular area. And actually that feeds into our special interest groups mm-hmm. and our community. They will suggest ideas of, hey, we'd love a guidance document on this. And then the community votes, and then the community comes together and we write a guidance document. Mm-hmm. Our special interest group this year is running. The guidance document will come out, and that helps the community, and we'll start again next year. So it's collaboration all the way through. You know, we want to bring and help our community improve their security and make sure they're not being hit by these horrible criminals.
Yeah.
And together we can do that.
So some of our listeners might not even be aware that you have special interest groups that help drive some of these things. Can you maybe list off a few of these groups?
Oh, yeah. So we only run one a year, but we've done guidance documents on protecting telephone-based payments, on operating in the cloud, on scoping, on how to secure large merchants. It goes on. It's a different topic every year. All I'll say, they are really, really good. Mm-hmm. They are superb documents because they're written by the community, and you can see the people who've got, they're invested in it.
Sure.
They want it to be easy to read guidance. And generally when you go through it, it's really, really good guidance documents.
I always think that one of the best ways to improve something is when someone brings a complaint, have them be part of the solution in resolving it. And
yeah,
so
absolutely.
I think that these special interest groups is one way to, if people really care about a topic, to possibly get involved in,
no, absolutely.
And have their voices,
and, you know,
heard.
We have it listed on our website. And even now, if you look at it and you think, actually, I could add something to that, mm-hmm. please do. Get involved. Go on the website, sign up, join the calls, add in your suggestions. And if it's something that they agree with, it'll get included. So it's never too late to get involved.
Excellent. Excellent. So I just want to revisit the very first topic that you raise, which is this transition to 4.0. Mm. And we've known it's been coming, everybody's aware, but now it's really feeling to be real. It's definitely looming. So people are kind of in that gap phase of, you know, where am I now? Where do I need to be? I'm going to go selfish with this question. From an assessor's point of view, what can assessors do to assist with this transition?
They are front and center in that gap analysis. So when we say, you know, you can do that sort of gap, basically what a lot of the organizations, the merchants have been doing is they've been working with their assessor. Mm-hmm. And so as they've been going through it, sometimes they've gone, right, let's go version 4. And they set off and they're like, oh, no, we're not ready with that bit.
Yeah.
And the assessor goes, okay, we can drop back to 3-2-1. It's still valid. You uh-huh. can still do 3-2-1 until the 31st of March. And then what a lot of the assessor companies are doing, go, okay, this is where you're failing. This is where you won't meet the required level because of maybe it's a new requirement. Well, mostly it's updated requirements, but also we also future date the big new requirements. Mm-hmm. So you're going to have another year before they come in place. But again, they're just the assessors are fantastic. They work closely with the merchants and the other organizations. So, okay, this is where you need to make some changes and improvements, you know, and then from that, the merchant can go away and do their planning, and they'll look at that. Okay, what do we need to do internally? And let's get the program into place. What are the steps so that when we get to our next assessment and 4 comes in, we're ready. So it's been so valuable. What I would say is time is running out.
Mm-hmm.
As you say, time is scooting past so quickly.
Yeah.
But do still do it. Do still work closely with your QSAs. They are very helpful and they will give you a lot of guidance. And then you can work together to try and resolve that. So, yeah, it's just being aware, seeing what comes coming along. And as I'll reiterate it because I think I said it in the middle, the new requirements don't come into effect until the 31st of March 2025. So you do have some more time on those, but sometimes some of those new requirements can be a big change.
Yeah.
And we've given you that extra year because we know you've got quite a bit to do. Some of them are, some of them are. So again, work closely with your QSA so you know and you can start that planning of, okay, what needs to happen. Get the budget in place because you need to know what you've got to spend, get mm-hmm. it budgeted early, and then work towards getting in place for 2025 so you just keep that good level of compliance, I'll use the C word, and, and you remain secure, and your customers, you know, the cardholders are going to be confident that, yes, you are looking after my data and I am going to shop with you.
Excellent. So just to wrap things up, what do you want people to know about community meetings, just in general?
They are so much fun. The word is fun.
Yeah.
You know, we do try and make them fun. We have lots of activities. There's lots of social side of it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you can hear from the professionals. You can hear from our, not only the internal experts from staff, but we bring in external experts as well. But when you're here, just talk to people.
Mm-hmm.
Just chat about what you're struggling with, because more than likely they're struggling with the same thing. And if there's three or four of you struggling, then you come to one of the staff, you know, we're all struggling with this.
Yeah.
Then we'll go, oh, okay, we can do something with that. We can get our team together and we'll produce a bit more guidance on that particular area. So it all helps. Everybody helps each other. We are a community.
Absolutely.
We really are a community. Yeah. We have fun. We learn. We exchange experiences. We learn. We improve security. That's it.
Perfect. Thank you so much for joining me today. And I know that people will really appreciate the information that you've given them.
Always a pleasure, Jen. Thank you very much.
Thanks for watching. To watch more episodes of Security Metrics Podcast, click on the box on the left. If you prefer to listen to this podcast, it's available on all your favorite podcast platforms. See you on the slopes.